It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
And for those who are tuned in via the FM, we're now live on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. And he joins us, the man of the hour. Zion, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. And how are you, Saki?
I'm good. How is your Thursday so far?
It's pretty good. We're ramping up for the weekend. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic stuff. Absolutely love this very thoughtful topic for this morning. Talk us through the inspiration behind it.
As it approaches Mother's Day, you know, many people are celebrating Mother's Day, but without the true understanding of the power of a praying mother. Mm-hmm. And today, as we have, you know, most of our viewers are female around the world, and, yeah. and this is what we see. So we want to dedicate this session to every mother that is out there, every woman of God, that you are raising godly children. Sure. And we're going to speak into you prophetically today.
Yeah, fantastic. And jumping straight into it, Zion, what role do you believe that a mother's prayers play in a spiritual protection and destiny of her children?
You know, Saki, the Bible speaks about a woman by the name of Jochebed. And many times we don't know, we hear about this other famous woman. But Jochebed mm-hmm. was the mother of Moses in Exodus chapter number 2. Her prayer was a prophetic act that spared Moses from death and set him on a path of destiny. It wasn't just a prayer of protection, Saki. Yeah. It was a prayer that called forth destiny of a deliverer that would deliver an entire nation out of bondage. Mm. A mother's prayer is a divine call to action. It summons for God to protect and protect destiny over the lives of her children. You know, when a mother prays, she isn't merely asking for safety. She's unlocking divine assignments yeah. and purposes that God has hidden in their children. And for every mother right now, I want to encourage you to share this broadcast with everyone that you know that's a mother. A mother's prayer doesn't just protect, but it shapes the destiny of her children. Mm. Each mother's prayer is a seed sown into eternal realms. Isn't that just too beautiful?
Yeah.
Sown into eternal realms. It goes beyond just today. It moves into the future of her children. A mother's prayer is also the key to unlocking the divine fullness of your children's calling. Mm. And this is so powerful because we must understand that a mother's prayer is a sacred portal through which heaven's divine plans are ushered into the earth. And we got to understand that God gives every mother a strategy for their children. On the earth realm, a mother is a legal guardian. And in the spirit realm, a mother is a spiritual guardian for every child. Yeah. And we have got to be able to understand, as praying mothers that are here today, mothers that you might have gone through your own brokenness and pain, but you have the power inside of you to change the narrative over the next generation. I say it like this everywhere I go, Saki. It may have run in my family until it ran into me.
Yep.
And mothers, you might have been a victim of generational curses, of abuse. But when you rise up as a bloodline breaker, you rise up in your family line to say, it's not going to go on like this anymore. It's not going to be this way anymore. We are redesigning the future for the next generation. And this is such a powerful principle. Saki, I remember when I would hear my mom 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning, crying out to the Lord for my family, crying out. You know, she wasn't educated, but she cried out, and the cries of a praying mother will never go unheard by heaven.
Oh, come on. And maybe adding on to that, if you could share a story or an experience, you know, where you saw the prayers of a praying mother or mother figure, it could be a grandmother, a spiritual mother, that directly impacted a family member or a situation.
You know, guys, you got to get ready for what I'm going to share. I heard a story some time ago. A mother was sleeping one night, and her son was fighting in the army.
Yeah.
And she, in her spirit, she just began to hear this word. God said to her, shout these words in the spirit. Get down, get down.
Sure.
And she woke up from her sleep, and she began to speak these words. Get down, get down.
Mm-hmm.
And then and she was rolling in prayer and intercession and in travail. And then 14 minutes later, she said she heard these words. The Holy Spirit say to her, get up and run, get up and run. And the Holy Spirit said, repeat these words, get up and run. And she began to repeat these words. Many, many months later, her son comes back from the army and he begins to tell her a story, how they were dropped from these planes with the parachutes,
yeah,
and they weren't sure that there were people, that there were the enemy that was waiting on the grassroots level. So he was about to get up and he was about to run, but he heard the voice of his mother saying, get down, get down. And he laid down, and 14 minutes later, he heard these words of his mother again in the spirit, in another country, in another nation. Get up and run, get up and run. He got up and run, and he fled to his freedom. Now, how powerful is that,
Saki?
Oh,
come
that
on.
God will speak into the spirit of mothers that are willing to hear the word of the Lord. Now, we've got to also understand that in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 9,
yeah,
Anna, she prayed fervently for a son. She prayed fervently for a son. But the prayer wasn't just for a child. It was for a generational shift.
Mm.
And this is why God said, I will give you children that will be as signs and wonders.
Come on.
Imagine, come on. I'm going to give you children. Sure. Your children are going to be as signs and wonders to this generation. Her son Samuel, he became a prophet that would anoint kings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, out of barrenness, God gave her a son. And many women right now might be listening to this broadcast. Share this broadcast right now. Out of your pain, out of your hardship, out of the struggles that you had to walk through in life, God is going to raise up your children to do things that no other generation has ever done in your bloodline.
Come on.
What was your ceiling will become their dance floor. They will do more in their lifetime than you could have ever done.
Yeah.
Your prayer, mother, activates generational legacies. Number two, mothers, your prayers don't just change today. They have the power to change the course of history. Number three, what might seem like a private moment of prayer can echo throughout eternity. Number five, never underestimate the power of your prayer. Check this, Saki. When your mother prays, she does not simply call for change.
Yeah.
She declares a new destiny
on
the lives of her children. That is so powerful. Go ahead and share this broadcast today. Somebody's going to be blessed.
Yes, sir. Definitely. And, you know, speaking about the spiritual realm and warfare, how do you see a mother's prayer as a form of spiritual warfare, and perhaps also kind of in congestion, share some practical ways that mothers can stand in the gaps or in the gap for their families?
You know, we look in the book of Esther, where Esther was raised up in a time of national crisis.
Mm-hmm.
She had to stand in the gap through fasting and prayer. She knew that her prayers weren't just for her family, but it was for the deliverance of an entire nation. A mother's prayer is an intercession that causes heaven to respond.
Mm.
A mother's prayer is an intercession that causes heaven to respond. A mother, your prayer are weapons that shift spiritual climates. You know, many times, many mothers come to me and say, Zion, I want you to pray. My child is in a wrong relationship.
Yeah.
I say, pray like this. Pray like this. Father, we bind them to the purposes of God for their lives.
Sure.
You have the power to bind your child to the purposes of God over their lives. You have the power to cut off soul ties that are not of God.
Yeah.
You have the power to speak into the destiny of your child. The Bible says, whatever we bind on earth, God will reciprocate and bind it in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, many times I have mothers say, Zion, you know, my child can't get a job. You got to understand, mother, you have the right to go to the courts of heaven.
Hey.
And you have a right to get a verdict passed on your, in your... Listen, practical warfare for mothers involves declaring God's promises over your children, over your home, and you have the power to pray with authority. We don't go, listen, I say this, we don't pray as beggars, we pray as lovers.
Come on.
And mothers,
yeah,
you have the power to stand on behalf of your children.
Mm.
You have the power right now, listen to me, every one of you, share this broadcast. You have the legal right in the spirit to begin to make warfare on behalf of your children.
Mm.
If you find them not walking in the ways that you know God said that they must walk in, you have the power to pull them back into order in the realm of the spirit. When a mother rises in prayer, she commands heaven to release divine protection and divine favor over her children. Check this out. A mother's prayer is not just a whisper, but it's a battle cry that opens up the heavens, dismantles demonic strongholds, and brings forth divine sovereign deliverance.
Come on. It is amazing. Listen, this is a perfect gift for Mother's Day. If you know that your mom is not tuned in, please share this broadcast with her. Now, Zion, you know, mothers can often get overlooked or feel insignificant, you know, with regards to the daily grind and everything that, you know, is required of them. How would you encourage a mother who feels like her prayers are and actions are not making any difference in the lives of her children for her to step up and to rise into, you know, praying for the children to take on the purpose that God has for them?
Listen, Saki, this is such a powerful question. The Bible speaks about a woman called Deborah. Now, Deborah in the Bible, she was a mother in Zion. She was a mother in Israel.
Yeah.
She wasn't a doctor. She wasn't a lawyer. She wasn't an intellectual. She was a mother in Zion, and she had the power to change the destiny of an entire nation. The Bible actually says it like this. A village life ceased. Everything came to a standstill until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Zion.
Mm.
Everything came to a standstill until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Zion. Mothers, you are anointed for this moment. You've got to understand in your very DNA, you have what it takes to bring the deliverance to your family, to your cities. Listen, man, even in our own nation, who was it that mobilized the first change? It wasn't the men. It wasn't the young people. It was the women that backed up their husbands and made it possible for them to bring deliverance to this nation. You are not overlooked. You are positioned for greatness. Mm-hmm. You know, my mama wasn't educated. She didn't go to school past grade six.
Yeah.
But she taught us some things in the realm of the spirit, how to war. She taught us how to make war in the heavenlies. And mothers, I want to tell you today, all of you that are watching and that will be watching this replay, you have got to understand that there is an anointing that God has given you to rise up and war. Do not allow your circumstances of today to destroy your future tomorrow. Every prayer you pray is an act of divine obedience that shifts the spiritual atmosphere. Mothers, you have the power to shift the atmosphere in your home. When you sense heaviness over your children, go ahead, share this broadcast. When you sense heaviness over people that you are relating to, you have the power to shift it. Mothers, you are called to stand in the gap for your family. Just like Deborah, you have the authority to rise and to take action on heaven's behalf. Check this out, Saki.
Yeah.
You are not forgotten, dear mother.
Sure.
Your prayers are threads that weaves the fabric of eternity. Rise, for your prayer gives breath to the destiny of nations.
Oh, isn't that just so beautiful? It's amazing. It's amazing. And perhaps for that particular mother, you know, in the same breath, who might feel ugutu, they are forgotten, their prayers are not reaching to God. How can a mother remain persistent and very much strong in her prayers, even when the results are not immediate?
Oh, man, this is a beautiful question, because the Bible speaks in the book of Luke, chapter number 18, about a persistent widow.
Mm.
She came to an unrighteous judge. She came and she did not stop coming to him for a verdict on her own behalf. Now, you've got to understand, persistence in prayer creates breakthrough against every barrier. Listen, you don't just come once. You keep on coming. Knock and keep on knocking. Because I'm telling you, that door is about to be open. Keep on praying, even when the situation looks impossible. Mm. You know, Saki, my mama was in hospital, and we knew she was going to pass. And what I did something so powerful. I kneeled by that bedside. I put her both hands on my head, and I say, Mama, bless me. If it's the last thing you can do, bless me. Sure. Speak a blessing on me. Parents, you've got to bless your children. Don't speak word curses against them. Oh, my God. Pray over them. Speak into their destiny. Saki, all that I'm doing around the world today is because I have the blessing of my mama on my life. And I'm telling you, she's part of the cloud of witnesses right now. Yeah. But we are still living out those prayers. And mama, don't think your tears are gone unanswered. Because the Bible says in the book of Psalms that God bottles our tears. Yeah. And it's there in the heavenlies speaking on our behalf. God sees your heart and your persistence and your faith. Mm. You are not ignored. You are not denied. I'm telling you, breakthrough is your portion. Mothers, your faith is the fuel that ignites heaven's powers. Ooh. Check this out. A mother's persistent prayer are like roots of an ancient tree. To all of you that are watching, the 60 of you that are watching live right now, go ahead and share this broadcast. A mother's persistent prayer are like ancient roots of an ancient tree, deep and unseen, yet they anchor the heaven to the earth. And you got to understand, you can move mountains through your prayer. Ooh. You can move mountains.
Definitely can. Come on. It is 11:36 and this is Insights with Zion, a powerful topic that is assigned for mothers this morning. As we wrap things up, Zion, do you believe there are specific prayers or declarations that mothers should make over their children's lives and families to ensure protection and spiritual growth?
Absolutely. The Bible speaks about a woman called Bathsheba. Now, you know the other story of Bathsheba, but people don't speak about this story. In 1 Kings chapter number 2, verse 19 and 20, she went forth before the king to make a bold declaration over her son's future. Mothers, you have got to make a bold declaration, because David promised Bathsheba that her son would be on the throne. Mm. And she goes, when she saw things weren't aligning with the king's decree over her child, she went into the throne room. And mothers, it's time for you to go into the throne room. And she made a bold declaration regarding the future of Solomon to be king. Mothers, your declaration are prophetic seeds that shapes the future of your children. Like Bathsheba, when you declare God's promises over your children, you are positioning them for wisdom, for favor, and for divine success in every area of their lives. You got to declare divine protection over your children daily. I remember every time I would travel overseas, I would not go to the airport without first going to my mom. I would get on my knees and she would take anointing oil, put it on my head, and she would quote Psalms 91 over me. God, go before him. Make straight every crooked path. Parents, you've got to do this every single day over your children.
Yeah.
Pray for their spiritual growth. Declare that your children will grow in wisdom and in stature and with favor with God and with men. I remember my mom will always say, God, everywhere he goes, God, you will give him as his inheritance. Every nation that he goes to, you've got to prophesy this over your children every single day. Mothers, your declaration are, this is powerful. Mothers, your declaration are weapons of mass destruction against the enemy's plans for your children's life. As you speak life and blessing, you are dismantling the powers of darkness and establishing the kingdom of God in their hearts. Check this out. When a mother declares over her children, she's not just merely speaking. She is commanding the winds of heaven to blow, calling forth divine favor, divine wisdom, and divine protection. Her words are the keys that unlocks the gates of her children's destiny.
Oh, come on. This is so, so good. The prayer that kept us, a mother's legacy, is what this morning's insight is all about. And wrapping things up, you know, super excited for what you have in store for this weekend. What do you have in store for this weekend, Zion? Talk us through that.
Sucky, it's going to be powerful. This coming Saturday morning, Cape Town, South Africa, I am hosting a powerful women's outpouring. It's not a conference. It is an outpouring of God's glory called Until I, Deborah, Arose. For every woman, for every mother, this is a call in the realm of the Spirit to you, to the wailing woman. When Israel was troubled in war, they didn't call for the prophets. They didn't call for the priests. They called for the wailing woman. Come, let's travail. Let's begin to push. Let's prophesy over the destiny. It's happening this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. at Awake the City, Cape Town, 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood. Absolutely free. Come be mantled. Come get into the glory. Come into the move of God. Every one of you, we're going to be feeding you. We're going to be mantling you, anointing you, prophesying over you, every woman of God, until I, Deborah, arose. This coming Saturday at 9 a.m. Saki, also some phenomenal news. I am releasing my seventh book called Until I, Deborah, Arose. Awesome. It's also going to happen this Saturday. It's for women everywhere. And if you are interested in reaching out to us to get a hold of a copy of this book, it is available from our offices. Make contact. Go to Zion Matthew or www.zionmatthew.com. www.zionmatthew.com or to my Facebook handles, Zion Matthew Awake the Nation. Saki, again, it's been phenomenal. Always. CCFM, we love you, all of our listeners. Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. And if you missed it, do not despair. It is up on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. A very powerful one this morning, reminding mothers of, you know, the power that lies and that is in their prayers, titled The Prayer That Kept Us, A Mother's Legacy. And of course, next week, same time, same place, you can catch us together right here on 107.5.